The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Let's talk about safety. Yours and your family's. If you don't have a great flashlight for each of them to carry in their pocket, you're making a huge mistake. Hey, it's Brad Staggs. I want to tell you how you can save 15% off one of the most durable, lightweight, and bright flashlights that literally fits in the palm of your hand. I'm holding one right now. It's incredible. The Surefire Sidekick is made of the highest quality materials right here in the USA. It has a 300 lumen max vision beam with three different power settings. This will shine over 50 meters. What that means is you can stand in your front yard and shine at your neighbor's house three doors down. It's amazing. The battery lasts up to 45 hours. Plus, it's backed by Surefire's no hassle guarantee of quality, which is why it's trusted by more cops and special ops guys than any other brand. You ask a cop if they know about Surefire, they'll say yes. Keep your loved ones safe. Get them all a Sidekick. It's available in pink, white, or tactical black. Go to blazesurefire.com and save 15%. Blazesurefire.com.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
So yeah. Yesterday I thought of you, Bill, because of Roger Ailes. And you probably knew him better than anybody at Fox. And he didn't reveal all sides of himself to everyone. He is one of the most complex men I have ever met. He is, in some ways, an icon to me, an idol to me in some ways. And honestly, personally, one of the biggest disappointments in my life at the same time. And it's weird. I've never liked someone as much as I like Roger Ailes and then despised some of the things that he did at the same time.
Well, I can't speak to your situation because for two reasons. Number one, you're my friend. And number two, he was my friend. And I, as you know, didn't get involved with that.
I know.
When you were at Fox News, only to the extent that I told him quite clearly that you were very beneficial to the network. And then you and I partnered up to do a tour together. And so he knew that I was in your corner. So I don't know any more than that, on what. And when you left, I was obviously disappointed because I didn't think it was good for the network at all. But, you're and he was him. And
yeah, I'm not even talking about that, Bill. I just, you know that Roger, when he wanted to be, would be ruthless. And I don't want to get into all the charges back and forth of what happened to other people, because that's going to happen in court, or none of us were there for that. So I don't even want to talk about
right.
that. I mean, if Roger wanted to protect you or somebody else, you knew he would. He would be loyal, loyal, loyal.
Yeah.
But there was also this side of him that when he wanted his way, he could be the most ruthless man ever.
Well, I don't know about that, but he was certainly a businessman who operated in a world where what was good for him was going to happen. And so if you were going up against what was good for him, then there would be a conflict. And I understand that. And I had to deal with that, too.
I know.
That thing about Ailes. But you and I both know, and this is important, and I want people to read the USA Today op-ed that I wrote about him. You and I both know that what television and radio is all about, it's about one thing, money. And if you get in the way of money, you're going to get hammered and you're going to die. If you can make them money, you'll prosper.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about. So Ailes, that was his basic business plan. I'm going to be successful. I'm going to crush the opposition, not just beat them. I'm going to crush them, okay? Because there were very, very strong psychological reasons why he hated the establishment.
Mm-hmm.
He felt that they were arrogant and they never were fair to him, and there was all of that. But the one thing that separated him, and everybody should know this, even if they don't have any emotion invested in Fox News or Roger Ailes, is that if you got into trouble and he thought you were a loyal person, he would do anything to help you. And that is very different from most of the executives that
very
work
true.
In radio.
Very true. Bill, what was it like at the beginning of Fox News? When you were there, I mean, you were one of the first hires, and he came to you, and you said in your USA Today article today, your op-ed piece on him, you know, do you want to see a treatment of what I want to do? And he said, no, just tell the truth, take no prisoners, don't make any, you know, no sacred cows, and don't screw it up.
Yeah. Well, he knew me from Inside Edition, where I had anchored that program for 6 years and made it a success after David Frost got fired after 3 weeks on the
Frost.
Air. And that's Dale's the businessman. So he knew me. He knew that I turned the program around. He knew that I could do it. But I was surprised that because I had heard, well, he's this ideological guy and, mm-hmm. you know, he wants it his way. And I was surprised that he never told me, hey, I want you to do this or hammer this guy or be friendly to that guy. Never. So he just wanted me to go and do it. And that's why we were successful.
Roger Ailes is gone. He left Fox News. They started changing Fox News. Obviously, you are no longer with Fox News. I remember somebody said to me when I was there, so who's going to replace Roger Ailes? And I said, I don't think anybody can replace Roger Ailes. But they certainly weren't really grooming anybody. Bill Shein was probably the closest that could begin to think like Roger. But he never in his mind, I think, left the roots that he had in Ohio. He could still think like somebody in the center of the country, which is nobody in New York City at an executive level is doing. We've seen this
no
week. Go ahead. Comment on that. And then I have another question.
Look, Roger was a child of, he was one of the first baby boomers. Okay. He was a little bit before that, born in 1940, but he had that mentality. And his father was a tough guy. And, you know, Roger came from a working class and he was a hemophiliac. So he had, as a child, you know, tough health issues and he was a small guy. He was a little rotund. So I think he was a victim of bullying. He took all of that and he said, you know what? I'm going to show you. And I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Richard Nixon or Ronald Reagan or if you're the head of GE. I'm going to show you. And I'm going to show you how it's done. Because I have a link, just as you have and I have, with regular Americans, working Americans. I have that link. And that's what made him successful.
You think that's what he saw in you? Because I think that's the same kind of attitude that...
No doubt about it. You know, he could have had all these, you know, stones and forests and, you know, all of these network people who were named after inanimate objects. He could have had pocket hankies all over the place, British accents,
yeah.
You know, Peter Jennings clones, could have done all of it, but he wanted regular people. And so he hires me, he hires Hannity, he hires, you know, a bunch of tough Irish guys, who we knew would be brawlers. He hired you, and he put together a staff that he knew blue-collar people would identify with. It's not, you know, he was a genius, but what he did wasn't genius. It was just out of the mainstream. And that's why Fox News became a $2.5 billion a year grossing bank. I mean, can you imagine that much money? And
he
that's
did,
what
he,
happened.
He was a genius. And what he did, I think, was genius. It was just in the mainstream, but not the mainstream of media. But I, you know as well as I know, Bill, that you could be confused by one of the most complex issues of healthcare and the bills and everything else. You'd see Roger Ailes for 2 minutes, and he'd boil it down off the top of his head in two lines, and you'd go, that's... freaking genius. I've never, it's brilliant. He could just boil it down.
Background. You know, he told me a story one time about Ronald Reagan, who was foundering, and I have this in my book, Killing Reagan. I have this exact story in the book. And Reagan was lost when he was running as Mondale the second time around. And he got hammered the first debate. So they brought Ailes in for the second debate, okay? Because the poll numbers were going down for Reagan. Reagan looked discombobulated. Nancy was freaking out. So here comes Ailes walking in, okay? And he didn't know Reagan that well. And he sat Reagan down, looked him in the eye, and said, hey, you're going to lose. The whole thing's going to blow up unless you start to wise up. Mm-hmm. And then Reagan was startled because who talked to Ronald Reagan that way when he's president of the United States? Nobody. But, you know, you can see Ailes doing it. And then Ailes says, here's what you're going to do. All right. We're going to have three or four themes that you're going to emphasize. And I'm going to give you two strike lines that when we know Mondale's going to say certain things, you're going to go back at him. And one of them was I won't hold my opponent's age and inexperience against him. You remember that.
Yeah.
So Ailes was a political guy, a political consultant, and he basically brought that over to TV. And he didn't want pinheads. You know, he didn't want pinheads on the air, you know, with, I think we have to go back and look at the Taft-Hartley amendment. He, you know, that gets you fired faster than anything. So, you know, his formula worked. It works to this day. They're still doing Roger Ailes on Fox News. The personnel has changed, so they're having a hard time. But they're still doing what he put into place.
You know, you said that he didn't hire rocket science people, but... I don't know if I've ever told you about my interview with him. The first time that I had met him two or three times, and he just said, let's just have a casual dinner. I just want to get to know you. And then he said, I'd like to talk to you about joining Fox. And we had dinner together in some private room at a steakhouse in New York. And the first question he asked me was, what did you think about the 1972 China trade deal? And I said, Roger, I got to be honest, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then the next question was, well, what did you think? What was the biggest accomplishment of the Eisenhower administration? And I looked at him and I said, Roger, I got two ways to go here. I could either bluff and kind of make something up, or I could tell you the truth. I'm not up on that one either. And possibly end the interview right here, but I'm gonna bank on not bluffing with you. I don't know. Mm-hmm. He said, really? And then he said nothing to me for 10 long minutes as we ate.
Really? You ate your salad, so.
Yeah. But he got up, neither of us had salad. and we got up afterwards, and then he pushed me to the wall. I mean, questioned my faith, got in my face so much. And I thought, this is over. I lost 15 pounds of sweat. And, I thought this is over. I'm never going to work at Fox. He stood up at the end and he said, it is great to meet a man who actually knows what he knows, isn't afraid to say it, and isn't afraid to say what he doesn't know. Good for you. And that was the end of the interview. It was a nightmare. A nightmare. He was wicked smart and knew exactly what he was looking for.
Yeah, and he carried that over, and that bluntness got him in trouble, as I wrote in the op-ed. You know, there's two ways to take it. The way you took it, and the way that some other people, they hated him.
Well, you know, but Bill, you know, there's a lot of people, because I watched you closely, because you have a reputation of being a hothead. And I never saw that. And I saw, what I did see was Bill O'Reilly expects you to do your job and to do it with excellence, because he's doing his job with excellence and not phoning it in. And if he's not going to screw it up, you don't screw it up. So the only time I ever saw anyone have a problem with you was when they were bluffing. And it was the same with Roger Ailes. It's the same with me. Don't bluff. We can all work together. Just do it.
If you're going to run a successful enterprise in an ultra hyper competitive situation, you have to demand excellence. You have to. It's like the military. I mean, if you're going to be one of the elite troops, I mean, you can't allow people to, you know, slough off or give you 75% effort. So, you know, I mean, but a lot of people don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't want to be challenged. And a lot of people don't want to be criticized. So, therefore, Ailes made enemies after enemies after enemies. Plus, his conservative ideology alienated the press right off the jump. And they were out to get him. I mean, if you look at the clip file from the time Fox News started in 1996 to this very day,
I know
the negative Fox News articles run 100 to 1.
All right, Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. We're going to continue our conversation. I want to ask him when we come back if you know MSNBC is beating Fox News for a week after Bill O'Reilly leaves. Does Fox News survive without Roger Ailes, without Bill O'Reilly and others in a possibly new direction? We get that. Also, I want to talk about Trump, the week he's had, Comey and everything else as he joins us every Friday. And you can hear him every day on his podcast at Bill O'Reilly.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
We had to see for ourselves if Upside.com really saves money on business travel and give you a big gift card every trip. Well, we went to Upside, and in less than 2 minutes, not only did we save $300 for a business trip to Phoenix, we got a $145 gift card as well. Go to Upside.com right now and use the promo code BECK, and you'll get yourself a $100 Amazon gift card your first trip. Save big on your travel and get a big gift card every single trip. Upside.com. That's Upside.com. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.